Praised be Jesus and Mary. St. Joseph of Cupertino was born in southeastern Italy in 1603, and as a young man he entered the Franciscan order, the Order of Friars Minor Conventual, precisely. And he persevered in that vocation till the end of his life in 1663. His life, on the one hand, was marked by a great simplicity. He was motivated by love of God and love of God alone in everything he did. And on the other hand, by many remarkable gifts that he received from God, many mystical gifts, ecstasies and levitations and raptures and all sorts of things that we read about in the books of spiritual theology. He was endowed with many of these precisely because of his humility and simplicity. God chose to show his power in this humble Franciscan saint. And his sanctity, in brief, in just one reflection that I'd like to share with you today, his sanctity also shows to us that sanctity depends in the end on us, on how much we open ourselves to God's action in our lives. And this I'd like to illustrate by the fact that St. Joseph of Cupertino, when he lived, there were a few different Franciscan families. There's always a multiplicity of Franciscan communities in the one Franciscan order. Now, his Franciscan community, the Friars Minor Conventual at that time, were maybe not renowned for their austerity of life. They were not renowned for their observance. They were not renowned for their holiness even. They had the rule of St. Francis, but the community as such maybe had strayed a little bit from the spirit of St. Francis, so much so that St. Joseph of Cupertino was the first conventual Franciscan saint in about 300 years, and then the last for another 300 years. Nonetheless, he became a saint and a great saint. And this reminds us that in the end, sanctity simply depends on us willing to become saints. In his community, the resources were there. It's just that the spirit was lacking, so there was no pursuit of holiness or very little of it. And that didn't stop, however, St. Joseph of Cupertino, who gave himself entirely to this quest and pursuit of holiness, and he reached it. And he arrived at a very high degree of holiness. In the end, it depends on us. And then the second thing is that St. Joseph actually very much loved his community. He loved the order that he was a part of. It was providence that he was a conventual Franciscan. He tried out with a more austere family, the Capuchins, but basically, it was not his vocation to be there. God wanted him to be a conventual Franciscan, and he loved his religious family, even though, again, it had its shortcomings, like any family. He nonetheless loved it, so much so that when, during his life, St. Joseph had to undergo many persecutions, precisely because of the many gifts he had received, which were very extraordinary. He was suspected of maybe being some sort of a con artist trying to fool people. So he was under investigation many a time, and he had to live with different Franciscan communities during his life, Franciscan communities that were maybe, again, as such, more observant, more zealous. But whenever he did that, he always felt a longing to be back home in his religious community, and when he went back, he felt a certain joy and happiness at being back in a place that was home for him. And he loved his order. And this reminds us that in the end, it's, there are the circumstances that divine providence chooses for us are the best ones for us to arrive at holiness in. The circumstances that God chooses are the ones that are most sanctifying, the ones we should learn to love, rather than daydreaming about being somewhere else. Because it's not just the circumstances that we're in, but what we do in them that determine whether we reach sanctity or not, whether we reach holiness or not. It's our vision of faith, whether we see divine providence in everything that happens in our lives, that determines whether we are then able to embrace the designs of providence for our lives, and embracing them, loving them, and being faithful to them, that we're able to arrive at a holiness like that of St. Joseph of Cupertino and of all the saints of the Franciscan Order and of the Universal Church as well. Praised be Jesus and Mary.